each of the Aseres HaDibros, or as the Torah calls them, Aseres HaDvarim, and consider some of the practical halachos we learn from them. Not sure we'll get through all 10, but let's see how far we get. So we're going to begin with the first, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. There is famously a debate whether Anochi should be counted as a mitzvah. The Rambam says that Anochi should be counted as a mitzvah. He proves that from the Gemara and Makos. The Gemara and Makos says that from the Pasuk Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, we see there are 613 mitzvos. Torah is Gematria 611. Moshe taught us 611 mitzvos, but the first two were from Hashem. So the Gemara clearly takes for granted that their Anochi, the first of the Ten Commandments, is a mitzvah. However, the Bahag did not count Anochi as a mitzvah. Why not? A couple of reasons. First of all, it's not stated as a commandment. It's not Belashon Tzivoy. Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. No formal mitzvah is given. You know what? Maybe we should get Chumashim, because we'll actually look at this inside. But anyway, so no formal mitzvah is given. So that's one reason not to count it as a mitzvah. And the second reason not to count it as a mitzvah is, well, if it is a mitzvah, what mitzvah would it be? Assuming it is a mitzvah. So Parshas Yisro, everyone have one? If it is a mitzvah, so what's the mitzvah of Anochi? What would you call that mitzvah? Anyone? What's the mitzvah of Anochi? It's to remember Hashem took us out. It doesn't say, that's not the way it's generally. It's a mitzvah of Emunah, right? The belief in God. We'll define that a little more clearly. The Rambam uses the word Emunah in the Sefer Mitzvos, at least that's the classical Ibn Tibbon translation. Probably the more correct translation is the mitzvah of Yediyah, meaning say knowing that God exists or believing in God's existence. In the Art Scroll Stone Chumashin that I have here, it's page 406, it's Perek Chaf Pasuk Beis. So it's a mitzvah of Emunah, we'll call it for now. Now the objection that is given to this mitzvah, this objection is most clearly articulated by Rav Chas Dikarskis in the Sefer Or Hashem, is that it doesn't make any sense to have a mitzvah of Emunah. Because if I believe, then I believe. There's no need for a mitzvah. And if I don't believe, so then commanding me to believe is not an effective mitzvah. What is the point? We're going to see what the answer for that might be in the Rambam in a moment. But one way or the other, the Rambam, as well as I think most Rishonim do, count Anochi as a mitzvah. So that's the first of the Ten Commandments. Assuming that commandments is not necessarily even a precise translation, right? Aseres HaDvarim. The ten utterances, perhaps? The first of the ten utterances. And according to Rambam, it is a mitzvah, the mitzvah of Emunah. By the way, it is interesting. We don't actually know with absolute clarity how to number the Aseres HaDibros. We could look behind us on the Aron Kodesh, if you could. You can see, I think it's, what is that? Oh yeah, on the Parochas, right? So there we have, Anochi is one, Lohi is two, Losisa is three, Zachor is Yom HaShavu Sukkacho is four, Kavod Zavicha V'Yasimecha is five. That is definitely the classical way of numbering it, though it's not so simple, because let's say in the second one, Lohi, we have a number of Isurim, right? We'll read that in a moment. That is the standard division, though, which is based off of the Masorah, but we'll see there are other possibilities among Rishonim as well, though it's not clear. Not clear also how much of a difference it actually makes, but it is interesting. I remember once realizing this when I remember what I was looking at. I think I was looking at some type of painting. And it was a non-Jewish painting, and it had the Ten Commandments on it. And I looked at the Ten Commandments, and it didn't correspond to the way we would count them, which was... I remember what it was. It's actually relevant in the news recently, that the crazy guy from Alabama, so he was a judge, and he had the Aseres HaDibros over his thing, for which he got fired from being a judge. Anyway, but it was when I looked at a newspaper picture of it, I saw that it wasn't the way we would count them. So, anyway, well, if we have a chance, we'll talk about how to count them. But we'll start with Anochi, Anochi, Hashem Elokecha. So let's read it together. Anochi, Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzeicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Mibeis Avadim. So, what is that mitzvah telling us? So we're going to read the Rambam together. This is the very first Rambam in Mishnah Torah, Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, top right of your source sheets. Yisod HaYisodos V'Amud HaChachmos, the pillar of all pillars and the basis of wisdom, Leida, to know, Sheyesha Matsui Rishon, that there is a first cause. So a couple of interesting things. First of all, if you want to just jump ahead to the end of this halacha, where you see V'yadiyas davar zeh mitzvah saseh, shenemar anochi Hashem Elokecha. Knowing this is a mitzvah saseh, as it says anochi Hashem Elokecha. So everything we're going to read in this halacha is, it's actually several halachos, is what you must know to be mekayim the mitzvah of anochi Hashem Elokecha. It's a mitzvah tmidi, and the Rambam doesn't just say lahamin, but he says leida, which implies knowledge, certainty perhaps. Not necessarily that one has to be able to prove it, but one has to know it. So these are the things that every Jew must know and are necessary for the fulfillment of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So this is obviously a very important halacha to study. So there has to be, you have to know that there's a Matsui Rishon, a first existent, if you want to translate it literally. V'hu Mamtzi Kol HaNimtza, he causes everything else to exist. V'chol HaNimtzaim Mishamayim V'aretz U'ma Shebeinehem Lo Nimtzu Ela Me'amitas Himatz'o, and all that exists from heavens to earth and everything else only exists due to the truth of his existence. V'im ya'ale al hadash shehu eino matzoi, were one to imagine that God doesn't exist. Now, he doesn't just say God, because he is defining God. We always talk about God. Well, what does God mean? So far, Rambam has told us that God is the matzui rishon, the first existent, that's the cause of all other existences. And if you were to imagine that he doesn't exist, Ein davar acher yachol himatzos, then nothing else could exist. Why? Because all other existence depends on his existence. V'im yalal adash ein kol nimtzayim milvado mitzuyim, and even if you were to imagine that nothing else exists, still, hu levado yamatzui, he alone would exist. V'lo yivatel hu levitulan, he would not be negated due to their negation. So if nothing else exists, he exists. Shekol hanimtzaim tzrichim lo, because all other existences require him. V'hu baruch hu eino tzarich lahem, but he does not require them. V'lo lechad mehem, neither all of them nor one of them. Lefikach ein amitaso ka'amitas echad mehem, therefore his truth, meaning to say the truth of his existence, is not similar to the truth of their existence. Hu shanavi omer vashem elokim emes, that is what the prophet says, God is true. Hu levado emes, meaning to say he alone is true. Ve'en la'acher emes kemitaso, and nothing else has truth like his truth. So let's try to explain a little bit what this means. Well, maybe we'll read one more sentence. V'hu shan Torah umeres, ein od milvado. This is what the Torah means when it says there's nothing besides him. Kolomar, Ein sham matzui emes milvado kamoso. There is no other emes like him, or besides him like him. So what does this mean? So what this means is as follows. It is true that this chair that's next to me exists. I know some philosophers might question that, but I'm going to take for granted that it is true that it exists. But it is not a necessary truth. Meaning to say, it didn't have to exist, or the way modern philosophers would put it, it doesn't exist in all possible worlds. It didn't have to exist. In fact, there was a time when it didn't exist. There will probably be a time when it will not exist. It happens to exist. So the truth of the existence of this chair is not like the truth of the existence of God. Why? God's existence is a necessary existence, meaning to say it has to be that way. It is that way. It has to be that way. It's inconceivable otherwise. In all conceivable worlds, it is true. God's existence is a necessary truth, whereas the existence of everything else, including you and me, is not a necessary truth. We might happen to exist, but we don't have to exist. We, at one point, didn't exist. And that's what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is saying, he alone is true. Hashem Elokim Emes. That means the truth of his existence is unique. Nothing else exists in a necessary way like him. Or likewise, the Pasuk Ein Od Milvado, right? Everybody likes singing that Pasuk. Ein Od Milvado. There's nothing besides him. What does that mean, there's nothing besides him? Does that mean that I don't exist? Or this chair doesn't exist? The Rambam doesn't think that's true. The Rambam thinks I exist, but I don't necessarily exist. I have no independent existence. My existence is dependent on his existence. So there's nothing besides him in the sense that there is no other necessary existence besides his existence. Ein od milvado. Hashem Elokim emes. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. All those are pointing to the same idea, that God exists and he necessarily exists. He can't not exist. Hamatzui hazeh, who Eloka ha'olam, this existent that we've been describing, namely this necessary existent that is the cause for all other existence, is master of the world. So now we are further defining God. It is not just the case that God exists and is the source for all existence, but he's also Adon Kol Haaretz. He is the master of the land. V'hu ha-manhig ha-galgal, b'koach she'en lokeitz v'tachlis, and he directs, guides the spheres with a power or a force that has no limits or end. B'koach she'en lo hefseik. Sha'galgal sovev tamid, the spheres, or the sphere constantly rotates, it cannot spin without a spinner. So, and it is God who causes it to spin below yad uvelo guf, with neither a hand nor any type of physical body. Now, what does that mean? So here the Rambam is saying, he's using Aristotelian terminology, but that doesn't really matter. We would say it in our own terms. We know that things happen in the universe, in our world, the spheres spin, the earth spins, things happen. It doesn't really matter how you define it. There are things going on in the world. I just raised my hand, for example. Now, what is the cause for all that happens? So that's what the Rambam was saying. The cause for all that exists is God. God is the Adon Haaretz, who is Misavev. He is the force behind all that happens in the universe. And he does that without any type of corporeality whatsoever. Meaning to say, even though the world spinning on its axis is a physical phenomenon, the spinner, as it were, is non-physical. It's not like God, you know, has a hand and, like, you know, like you would spin a globe, right? Spins it around. The force behind everything that happens in a universe comes from something that's totally incorporeal. Now, obviously, this is something that is hard to understand. How could the cause for everything physical be something non-physical? But the Rambam has told us that knowing this, as he concludes, Yediyas davar zeh, mitzvah saseh, knowing this is a mitzvah saseh, shenamar anochi Hashem Elokecha. So that is anochi Hashem Elokecha. As we noted, the Rambam uses the word yediyah. That is part of the answer to the question that we asked before. If it's just belief, so you could ask, what's the point of a mitzvah? Either you do or you don't. If you do, you don't need a mitzvah. If you don't, so this is not going to help. The answer is that emunah, or yediyah, is something that we could work on. We can study. Whether that's through the study of philosophy, or through the learning of Torah, or science, or contemplation, or the like. There are all sorts of ways we can deepen our emunah, deepen our faith, our belief, our knowledge. So that is part of the mitzvah. The pasuk famously says, V'yadata hayom, v'ashevosa levavecha, ki Hashem elokim b'shamayim imal v'yalaretz mitachas ein od. So, we can know something, and even knowing it isn't necessarily sufficient. We need v'ashevosa levavecha, we need to internalize it such that it's not just abstract intellectual knowledge, but something that guides our life. So emunah is certainly something that we can increase, that we can work on. Even if we are a maimon already, it doesn't mean that there isn't more that we could do to deepen our faith. And that is part of the mitzvah of emunah. So there is something we could do here. Now, what the Rambam doesn't actually spell out, but the Ramban does, is how what's described here emerges from the words Anochi Hashem Elokecha. But the simple answer is probably that Hashem, as we know, Yudke Vavke, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Anochi Yudke Vavke, and Havaya refer to the notion of HaYehoveh V'yeh, God's eternal existence, His necessary existence. So, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem, your God. In those three words, we have God's existence, His necessary existence, His eternal existence, and His being Adon Kol Haaretz, Elokecha. He is your God. He is involved. And certainly when we add Asher Tzeisicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim, so then we see further descriptions of God's involvement in the world. So, the idea that the Rambam has just told us does in fact emerge from the words Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Now this idea, perhaps in a slightly different way, but the same basic idea emerges from the Ramban on this pasuk. So we'll take a look at the Ramban who spells this out. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Adibur Azeh, Mitzvah Saseh. This Dibur is a Mitzvah Saseh. The Ramban agrees it's a Mitzvah Saseh. It's interesting that the Ramban in his Sefer Mitzvot defends the position of the Bahag, who did not count it as a mitzvah saseh, but that's not the Rambam's actual position. That's his defense of the Bahag. The actual position of the Ramban is like the Rambam, that it is a mitzvah saseh. Amar, Anochi Hashem. So now the Ramban, spells out how we learn these yesodos from the pasuk itself. What do we have to take out of the pasuk, from the words of the pasuk? So Anochi Hashem, Yore, v'yitzave osam, shiyedu v'yaminu, hiyesh Hashem. Anochi Hashem is a command, it is an instruction, to know and believe. Note how the Ramban uses both terms, perhaps like the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos and Yad HaChazak as well, emunah and yediyah. Yedu v'yaminu. These aren't the same thing. If we have time, we can talk about the difference between yediyah and emunah. But we need both. We need both emunah and yediyah. Yedu v'yaminu, ki yesh Hashem, that there is a Hashem, v'hu Elokim lahem. That's Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So Anochi Hashem refers to the existence of God. Elokecha takes that one step further, that He is our God. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I am Hashem, your God. Kilomar. So what does this mean to say? So Hashem is Hove, Kadmon, Meitu Hayakol, B'chefetz B'yecholah. So God exists He is eternal. That's what kadmon means. In other words, unlike the universe, he was never created. He always existed. Me'ito hakol. From him emerges everything. B'chefetz v'yicholas. Means that he's capable of doing everything. He is all-powerful, but also chefetz, we're going to talk about that significantly in a moment, meaning it's not just that he is capable of doing anything, but he has the ability to, and he does decide things. The who, Elokim lahem, right? So Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So Anochi Hashem is, again, over kadmon mito akol b'chetz licholas. Elokecha is that he is our God, Elokim. What does that mean? Shechayavim lavodoso. Elokecha, I am Hashem, your God. If he is our Elokim, that implies we must serve him. It's not just he exists, but he is our Elokim. He is Elokeinu. We must serve him. That too is part of the mitzvah of Anochi. This part, the Rambam didn't stress. The Amar, Asher Hotse Sicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim, the pasuk continues, who took us out from Egypt, Kiyotzei sam misham Torah al metzius v'al chefetz. So first of all, the fact that God took us out of Egypt points to his existence, his will, his desire. God doesn't just exist in the Aristotelian sense of the term, but he has a plan and he is involved. Ki b'yedia uvehashkacha mimenu yatzanu misham. We left through Mitzrayim, through his knowledge and involvement in the world. God was involved. He did the 10 plagues. He told us that he was going to take us out, and he did take us out. The Gam Torah L'chidush. It also points out to creation, meaning to say Bria Yesh Me'ayin, as opposed to the Aristotelian conception of the universe, whereby the universe always existed. Ki im kadmos ha'olam lo yishtana davar mitivo. This is a point where we're not going to focus on too much, but if you believe in the eternity of matter in the way that Aristotle did, then miracles are impossible. So Yetzias Mitzrayim proves that there were miracles, and therefore there was Bria Yesh Me'ayin. That's one of the reasons why, as Ramban says later on, when we talk about Shabbos and remembering Bria's HaOlam, we also think about Yetzias Mitzrayim, because that's the way in which we experienced it. The Torah ala Yecholas, Yetzias Mitzrayim points to his all-powerful ability. Vayecholas Torah ala Yichud, that ability to do anything points to his oneness. Kemoshe Amar, as the Pasuk says, Bavur Teda, Kien Kamoni B'chol Aretz. This is a Pasuk describing the purpose of the 10 plagues, and the Pasuk says that the purpose is in order that you will know that there is no power besides me. God alone is all-powerful and involved in the world. B'chol Haaretz. V'zeh tamah asher tzeisicha kihem hayodim ve'edim b'chol eila. It says it in Lashon Nochach, I took you out because you, the Jews, who experienced this firsthand, are edim to Anochi Hashem Elokecha. We didn't experience it firsthand, but that was passed on to us, which is part of the mitzvah of remembering Matan Torah, as the Ramban explains elsewhere. So that is the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzeisicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim Mibeis Avadim. And the Ramban here notes that in a certain sense there's two aspects to why we have to serve God alluded to in this pasuk. Number one is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. By dint of being God and creating us and creating the world, we have to serve him. And moreover, his having taken us out of Egypt is a further basis for our obligation to serve him. So Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the Ramban says, is both yedia and emuna of God's existence, as well as the basis of the obligation to serve him. and also a basic understanding of these central attributes and definitions of God. So that is the mitzvah of Anochi. So we'll go on to number two, Lo Yia. Let's read it in the Pasuk. Now, you'll actually note that when you look in the Pasuk, there is no gap between one and Lo Yia, right? Which is why one way of numbering the Aseres HaDibros is to include Anochi and Lo Yia together as one, right? If you look in the Art Scroll, page 415, and if you have the other ones, it's probably at the end of the Parsha. So you'll note that there is the Tam Elyon. And the Tam Elyon is the trup by which we read the Aseres HaDibros in the public readings. That's the standard practice. And if you look at the trup, take a look, how Anochi and Lo Yia are one very long pasuk, right? Not like the way the psukim are divided up in the trup in the regular Chumash, but again, looking at page 415, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Tzisicha Me'etz Mitzrayim Beis Avadim Lo Yia Lecha, it's still one pasuk, right? And the pasuk concludes, right? I guess we'll just read it inside. It's a long pasuk. So Lo Yia Lecha Elohim Achirim Al Panai, do not have any other gods. Lo Tasa Lecha Fesel V'Chol Tmuna, do not make a idol or an image. So first of all, note also, this is an important point, how there are perhaps numerous mitzvos in this second command, the second of the dibros. Meaning to say, even if you see Lo Yia as a separate dibra, as Anochi, but there are numerous mitzvos, right? There's Lo Yia Lecha Elohim Achirim Al Panai. Article translates that as, you shall not recognize the gods of others in my presence. We'll see how others translate that in a moment. Lo sasa lecha fesel v'chol tmuna, do not make yourself a carved image. So that is an additional law. In other words, when we talk about Aseres HaDibros, it's definitely not Aseres HaMitzvos, because if it were Aseres HaMitzvos, so if we counted Anochi and we count Lo Yia, and Lo Yia, there's about four mitzvos, right? So it's Aseres HaDibros. For now, we'll translate that as 10 utterances. Each utterance, some of the utterances, like Lo Yia, had multiple mitzvos. That's a little bit of an interesting issue for the Rambam, because if he's proving it from the Gemara Machlokes that Anochi and Lo Yia mipi Agvura, and that is 2 out of 613, so it's more than 2. Ramban points out on Sefer Mitzvos. The Rambam and Mar Nevuchim actually answers that question. I don't think we'll have time to discuss what the answer is, but it's very fundamental. If you want to take a look at how to answer that question, look at the Meshech Chachma on this Pasuk. So we have several mitzvos here again. So we have Lo Sase, Lo Yia Lecha. We'll define what Lo Yia Lecha means in a moment. That's obviously a very hard mitzvah to understand, right? Article translates it as, you shall not recognize the gods of others. Lo Yia Lecha literally doesn't really mean that. So we'll figure out what that means in a second. Then we have Lo Sase Lecha Fesel. So don't have a pesel, tumuna, asher b'shamayim mimal, the asher ba'aretz mitachas, the asher ba'aretz mitachas, of asher b'mayim mitachas la'aretz. Now here, we have things that are specified. Heavens, earth, or water below the earth. Lo sishtachav elohem lo sa'avdeim. So l'chora, another mitzvah, another lav. Don't bow to them, don't serve them. Ki anochi Hashem lokecha, Kelkana, for I am Hashem, your God, a jealous God. Hoked avon avos, albanim v'al shileshim v'al ribeim l'sonai, who visits the sins of the fathers upon the children, third and fourth generation, for those who hate me. We're not going to focus on that tonight. But another important question is, how does that relate to the idea that ish b'chato yumas, that God only punishes a person for the sins they've done, not their parents? Ve'osei chesed l'alafim lo'avai l'shomei mitzosai, and does kindness for thousands of generations for those who love me and follow the mitzvos. So that is number two. Again, assuming for a moment that two is separate from one. In other words, lo yes, separate from the first. Now, just so you know, which is sort of interesting, if you followed the Masorah, right, meaning to say the gaps in the Torah, the spaces, the separate partios, so how would it come out? We'd have Anochi and Lo Yia and all this as one, then Lo Sisa would be two, then Shabbos would be three, Kabiris Avicha would be four, Lo Sirtzach five, Lo Sinaf six, Lo Signov seven, Lo Sanabreacha eight Sheker eight, Lo Sachmod nine, Lo Sachmod Beis Reacha nine, and Lo Sachmod Eishes Reacha 10, right? That's if you follow the gaps in the Sefer Torah. The standard division, like the one we have here on the Aron, divides up Anochi and Lo Yia into two and puts together Lo Sachmod Beis Reacha and Lo Sachmod Eishes Reacha as 10. So why is it that the gaps in the Torah don't reflect that? Another fascinating question, but probably not for tonight. We could spend whole months on Yisr Sadimbro. So what's in this lav of the first lav of Lo Yia Lecha? So let's look again at the Rambam. So this is Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, continuing off where we left off last time, right? B'yedias davar zeh mitzvos aseh shenam anochi Hashem Elokecha. So positively knowing these things, again, what does that mean? Knowing God's existence, His necessary existence, and the like, that is a mitzvah aseh. V'chol ha-malel daito shi'esh ha-meloha chutz mimenu. And if you imagine, if you think that there is some other God or force besides Him, you think, for example, that there is no other necessary, there is another necessary existent. So then, whether it's an idol or something else, so then, over below sase, shenemar lo yelach Elohim achirim al panai, the kofer be'ikr, shezeu ha'ikr agadol shakol toli bo, you've denied the ikr, because belief, knowledge of this is the primary ikr, that everything else depends on it, right? This is the yisod, ha-yisodos, famud, ha-chachma, everything depends on it. So, Anochi and Lo Yia for the Rambam are opposites. Anochi is the mitzvah saseh, to believe in God's necessary existence, and Lo Yia is to deny or to question God's necessary existence. That's what Lo Yia means, according to the Rambam. Now, there are other mitzvos here as well, but before we go on to the other mitzvos, I want to look, that's mitzvos lo sase number one. I want to look for a moment at mitzvos lo sase number 47, because that relates to this. Because it sort of tells us, among other things, what we have to do, make sure not to violate this. So what does he say over there? And this is an important one. It's not from the Aseret HaDibros, but it very much relates to Lo Yia. Shez Hiranu. So everyone see where we are? Right column, most of the way down. Shez Hiranu Shelo Lasur Acharei Levavenu. This, of course, is from the pasuk we say every day in the third parsha of Shema. Lo Sasur Acharei Levavchem V'Acharei Nechem. What does that mean? We are instructed not to Lasur. What does Lasur mean? Usually we translate that as to, like, spy after, to tour after. Let's see what the Rambam means here. So, Shelo Lasur Acharei Levavenu. Do not go after our hearts. Ad shenam in deos sheyesh shehem hefech hadeos shechiyavtanu haTorah, to the point where we believe in ideas that are against the Torah. In other words, this is a very important point. The mitzvah emunah of Anochi is something that we're capable of doing. Hashem would not ask us to believe or to know this if it were not in our power to do so. And likewise, the mitzvah Lo Yia is in our power. Now, is that just saying don't believe in anything else? Well, that's part of it. But the Rambam here adds that there's an additional mitzvah telling us not to allow our minds to believe things that are against the Torah. Now, for some people, this seems like a very strange thing. What does it mean not to allow our minds to believe things? Do we really have control over our minds? And the Rambam believes that to a large degree, we do. Aval nekatzer machshavtenu v'nasim lagvul ta'amod etzlo v'hu mitzvos ha-Torah v'azharoseh. So we must place boundaries about what we think. V'hu amru yisala, and this is what the Torah says, v'lo sasur achrei levavchem v'acharei einechem. Do not turn after. Let's see, how does the article sounds like this. This is a very important thing. We say this every day in Shema. What do we mean? V'lo sasuru acharei levavchem v'acharei einechem. It says here in the art scroll, do not explore after your heart and after your eyes. Do not explore. What does that mean? Do not explore. So the Rambam is telling us that means that we have to take control of our thoughts. It's interesting. If you ask certain psychologists, they'll tell you that this is an important thing to do all the time in terms of learning how to control one's thoughts in a healthy way. Cognitive behavioral therapy and the like. Is that exactly what the Rambam is talking about here? Let's read on and we'll get a clue. That also, by the way, relates to, well, Sachmot. I don't know if we're going to get to that tonight, but the famous question of the Ibn Ezra on Lo Sachmot and Lo Sisave. Lo Sisave is the formulation in the Aseres HaDibros in Parshas Veschanan, Lo Sachmot in Parshas Yisro. Lo Sisave actually relates more to thought, because Lo Sachmot is only violated when it leads to action. Again, if we have a chance, we'll discuss that. Anyway, so let's read on in the Rambam. V'lo lashon sifrei, v'lo sasuru achrei levavchem zuminus, v'acharei einechem zuznus. So, this might mean, or is not limited to, but includes, perhaps, controlling the things that we read and the things that we look at. Why? Like Rashi on that pasuk says, the eyes and the heart can very easily tear us away from these things that we believe in. Looking at things can bring a person to znus. Thinking about things can bring a person to minus. Therefore, this restriction might limit the thoughts we can think or the material we read and the like. This is a broader discussion, one that's very important, because one of the very, very interesting things in the Rambam is the Rambam believes that ideally a person should actually prove God's existence. Now, you might have thought that in a certain sense demands contemplating the alternative. Well, contemplating the alternative in order to prove the existence is okay, like we saw in that Rambam we just read. If you were to imagine that he didn't exist, nothing else can exist. Since we know other things exist, it must be he exists. So he's contemplating his non-existence, but not in a real sense, but rather as an exercise to prove his existence. But what is very fascinating, and again, perhaps for another discussion, is the fact that on the one hand, the Rambam says you may not consider his non-existence, but at the same time, the Rambam says a person ideally should try to prove his existence. Rambam didn't see that as incompatible, because the Rambam felt, and he expresses this in numerous places, that a person who is unregulated doesn't attempt to think rationally will oftentimes be drawn after false beliefs. Why might a person do it? All sorts of reasons. One of them might be the fact that believing in other things is easier. If you believe in Torah and Mitzvot, that's quite burdensome. So there are other reasons why, but a person has the tendency to follow demyonos, and a person also has the ability to think in a rigorous and intellectually honest and true way. If you do that, you'll come to God. But if you're not careful, you could go away from God. And that is part of the mitzvah of Lo Yia. What else is included in Lo Yia? So take a look at Mitzvah Sasei Beis, the next source. The mitzvah Shnia, he, Shesiranu Me'asos Avoda Zara Le'he'aved. Not to make an Avodah Zarah. So that's the next pasuk. After saying you can't deny or question God's existence, it says, Lo Sasa L'cha Fasa V'chol Tmuna. So you may not make an Avodah Zarah to be served. V'en chilok bein shi'asem biyado o shi'tzaveh la'asosam. Doesn't matter whether you make it yourself or you ask someone to do it or hire someone to do it. That's what the pasuk says. Do not make a pesel or a tmuna. If you violate this law, if you're chayiv malkos, namely making an avodah zarah, filu asa lo zulaso b'mitzvaso, or you ask someone else to make it for you. Even if you didn't serve it. In other words, simply making avodah zarah is a violation of this isser of lo sasa l'cha feso, right? It doesn't say to serve it. We're going to get there later in the pasuk. Later we have the isser of serving avodah zarah. But interestingly enough, before we get the isser of practicing avodah zarah, we have the isser of creating and making avodah zarah. Mitzvahs lo sasi number 3. Again, number 3, 1, 2, and 3 are all included in the dibra of lo yia lecha. Is the mitzvah shlishis, he shes iranu, top left now, me'asos avodah zarah, v'afilu l'zulasenu, not to make avodah zarah, even for others, Kadeshi avod osa, so that it could be served. Vafilu hayamish yitzavelo lasosa gai, even if you ask a guy to make it. So this is very similar to the second mitzvah, but the difference is the second mitzvah was me'asos avodazar lehavid, and this is me'asos avodazara vafilu lazulasenu. Kedei Shiavod, meaning to say, the second mitzvah is not for me to make avodah zarah for me to serve it, or to ask somebody to make an avodah zarah for me to serve. The second is not to do it for others. In other words, if I don't believe in idols, but I'm in the idol business, it's good business. So that is a violation of this law, because I'm making it for others to serve. V'afilu hayamish yitzaveh lo... I'm sorry, I read that. V'u amru yisa'ala, v'elohem ha'secha lo sasa lechem. Sorry, this isn't from the Esar Sadibros, this is from Parshas Kedoshim. V'elohem ha'secha lo sasa lechem. The Lashon Sefer... Okay, so that's number 3. Number 4. V'amitzvah revias, he says, hiranu me'asos tsuros mine bali chayim, min ha'etzim, v'ha'avanim, v'ha'matchos, v'zulasam, v'afalpi, shelo yase le'aved. Making images of Bali Chaim from etzim and avanim, from wood and stone and metal, even though you're not doing them to serve. So this is a continuation of the pasuk of